我们现在看这个马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn to Malachi.
Malachi 书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
在1123页。第一节。
Verse 1.
神借着马拉基传给以色列的默示。圣经是神给人的一个默示。
Here said that the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
圣经就是在描写神本身。
The Bible emphasized God himself.
要对神要有认识，对圣经要有深入的查考。
To understand God, one must thoroughly study the words of God.
了解他在讲什么。
And to understand what he is talking about.
了解他是什么。
And to understand what he is all about.
了解他做什么。
And to understand what he does.
这是我们对神认识很重要的基础。
And this is a great one of the fundamentals in understanding this God.
我们在世界上有很多的关系。
In this world, we have many relationships.
我们最看重的关系是什么？
And what is the utmost importantrelationship that we emphasize the most.
你想现在有多少的人很注重父母跟子女的关系。
We see today many emphasize on the relationship of the parents and their children.
以前的孝子是小孩子对父母的尊敬。
Before the, to be called obedient, called respect is an obedient child to their parents.
现在的孝子是把小孩子当作父母这样来对待。
But now respect is more like the parents treat their children with obedience.
因为我们注重这个关系。
Because we emphasize a lot on this relationship.
等我们长大，我们注重夫妻的关系。
And then when we grow up, we emphasize on the relationship between the spouse.
在我们上班的时候，我们注重我们跟我们老板的关系。
And then in our careers, we emphasize our relationship with our boss.
因为这会影响我们是不是会加薪，我们是不是会升迁。
Because this will influence on whether we receive a wage or a salary increase.
关系不好，工作就很辛苦嘛。
If our relationship with our boss is bad, then it's hard to work in that place.
所以事实上，我每一天这样很辛苦，一直在劳力就是要维持关系。要改进关系。
So today we live in this world and we worry and stress over and maintaining these different kind of relationships.
但是在这么多的关系当中，我们常常忽略的就是我们跟神的关系。
But amidst all these relationships, we often neglect the relationship we have with that of God.
但是这个关系其实是一切关系的最基本。
But this relationship is supposed to be called the most important.
如果你的老板是一个王。
If your boss is a king,
像威严，像尼布甲尼撒王。
Just as powerful as that of King Nebuchadnezzar.
你不是对他很敬畏吗？
Wouldn't you give him much respect?
但是尼布甲尼撒王的头上是谁？
But above King Nebuchadnezzar, who was his king?
就是天上的神。
And that was the heavenly God.
所以神说他要将王位给谁就给谁。
So God said, "To whom I give the throne to, I will do."
因此，我们很看重人之间的关系，我们很忽略跟神的关系。
So we look upon the importance of a relationship with other people, but we often neglect the relationship of ourselves with God.
我们常常一直注意怎么样改善夫妻的关系。
Sometimes we, many times we try to see how we can improve our relationship with our spouse.
很多的讲习会、讨论会，在学习很多的技巧。
And there are many of these counseling and sessions that discuss many methods and techniques.
其实一个人如果跟神的关系好，
but truly said is that when one has a good relationship with God,
也就是像主耶稣说，神住在我里面，我住在神里面。
Just as close as when Jesus said that God is in me, the Heavenly Father is in me, and I in the Heavenly Father.
我跟神是合一的。
And then I and the Heavenly Father are one.
这个夫妻绝对是好的。
And then this couple would definitely live, would be good.
一些技巧已经变成次要了。
All the disputes and the and the struggles will all be compromised.
我们很注意跟子女的关系。
We emphasize much on our relationship with our children.
但是大家都很同意，当你长大的时候，子女会不会孝顺你？不一定。
But it is hard to say when they grow up whether they will show you respect or not.
所以很多的父母尽一生的力量都给了子女。
So there are many parents that dedicate their all to their children.
但是到年老的时候，心脆掉了。
But when they grow old, their hearts were shattered.
因为子女不要父母。
Because their children rejected them.
因为父母年老之后越来越退化，像小孩子一样。
Because when the parents grow older, they themselves become like children.
所以当我们小孩子的时候，父母很爱我们。
So when we are children, our parents love us very much.
但我们父母像小孩子的时候，没有人要。
But then when our parents become like that of children, no one wants them.
差得很多。
There's a big difference.
有的当子女虽然要。
Although some children would do so.
结婚以后另外一半不要。
But then when they are married, they don't want the other half.
所以父母就被冷落。
And so the parents are neglected.
但是如果每一个人跟神的关系好。
But if everyone has a good relationship established with God.
都很敬畏神，很爱神。
And love God and give God respect.
那我们跟子女的关系不是很好吗？
Then would not our relationship with our children be very good?
我们到年纪大的时候，我们就不需要忧虑，我们子女会把我们放弃。
When we grow old, we do not need to worry that our children will forsake us.
所以，当我们看到很多人很忙碌在改善各种不同关系，却忘记了他跟神的关系的时候，我们真的是很着急。
So we become worried when we study that many people are trying to improve the relationship.With other people, instead of emphasizing improving this relationship with God,
因为没有以神做基础的关系是一盘散沙的。
Because without God as the foundation, everything is scattered like sand.
看起来好像是一堆，风一吹，全部都散掉。
Although it may seem like a pile, but when the wind blows upon the sand, it will scatter.
夫妻看起来很恩爱，风一吹就散了。
The couple may seem to be very loving to each other, but when the wind blows on them, they are scattered.
父母看起来很爱子女，年老了风一吹就散了。
And the parents love their children. When they grow old, when the wind blows, the sand is scattered.
老板跟雇员之间互相利用，风一吹就散了。
And then the boss relationship with the employees, after they've used up each other, when the wind blows,They scattered.
所以最值得我们来重视是跟神的关系。
So the most important relationship is that between ourselves and God.
那跟神的关系怎么建立呢？
So how do we establish this relationship with God?
就是从对神的认识开始。
And it all begins with our understanding of God Himself.
这个关系不是任何一个人勉强我们的。
This understanding is not forced for us to go study by others.
也不是我们勉强自己的。
Nor do we force ourselves to go to understand.
是我们对这位神有一个很清楚的认识，自然的一种转变。
This is a natural process, a natural turning point in that ourselves want to know God.
所以马拉基书这里在提到神跟以色列百姓的关系。
And so Book of Malachi talks about the relationship of the people and that of God.
那到马拉基先知的时候以色列百姓跟神的关系实在是不好
And up to the point of the prophet Malachi, during that generation, the relationship of God and the people was not good.
那他们跟神的关系不好，不是神不跟他们好。
Their relationship, the relationship that has gone sour is not because God do not want the people.
是他们不认识神。
But it's because the people fail to know God.
所以从心里面没有办法产生一种自动自发想要跟神改善关系的力量。
So naturally, in their heart, they do not have this heart to pursue after God to understand God.
那在第一章里面，我们可以看到我们跟神的一个很这个两个很重要的关系。
And so from chapter one, we can see the very two important items in this relationship.
第一个
，the first，
就是我们跟神的关系是建立在我们对他的爱上面。
And that the relationship that exists between ourselves and God should dwell upon the foundation of love.
第二个
the second,
我们跟神的关系是建立在我们对他的敬畏上面。
And the relationship that is built between us, ourselves and God is also dwell upon respect.
那这两个都跟我们跟神对神的认识有关系。
These two have direct emphasis and relationship to that of us than God.
我们对神的认识。
To us knowing God.
好，我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
神说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？神对以色列百姓说，我很爱你们。
Here verse 2 said, I have loved you, said the Lord.
这是事实，因为神就是爱。
This is true because God is love.
但是以色列百姓回过来问，说你在哪里爱我们？
But the people replied back to God and said, in what way have you loved us?
所以以色列百姓对神的爱啊，茫然无知。
And so Israel, the people of Israel was numb, was unknowing, ignorant to the love of God.
那个圣殿还在，所罗门建的圣殿还在。
The temple built by King Solomon still exists at that time.
他们也在圣殿里面在那里献祭。
And they also sacrificed to God in that temple.
他们也在圣殿里面在守节。
And that in that temple, they also worshiped the words of God.
但是这个只是外表上的动作。
But this is only of an outer appearance.
那这个只是传统以来的一种习惯。
It has become a tradition in which they practice and habit.
所以他们每年一到每一个礼拜一到安息日，就有一种外表的动作。
And so every week when they come to Sabbath day, they have this physical habit.
聚守安息日。
To go and worship on Sabbath day.
每一个月。
And every month.
到月数。就有一个动作要去尊要去敬拜神。
And that they automatically have this tradition, this habit to go and worship God.
每一年一到节期，他们就很习惯性的要去圣殿里面去守节期。
And every year there may be a special feast, they carry it as like a tradition and do it like a habit.
但是他们的心并没有被神吸引。
But their heart was not drawn to God.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为最吸引人就是爱。
Because what attracts one the most is love.
如果今天没有爱，我们会在这里吗？
If today do not have love, will we be here?
为什么我们开完年会，小孩子说我们在这里真好？
Why after we finish spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocation, the students say, it's so I want to stay here.
八十几个小孩子跟大人住在教会。
That 80-something students and adults live here in the church.
这个生活情况比我们家里差太多了。
And the living condition in here is definitely worse than that of our house.
但是为什么说他们觉得不想回去呢？
But why is it that they do not want to go home?
因为这里有一个吸引力。
Because there is a great force of attraction here.
是谁在吸引谁？
Who is attracting who?
是神在吸引他们。
It is God who is attracting them.
所以当以色列百姓对神的爱没有感觉，
And so when the people of Israel do not know, do not have feeling to the love of God,
他的心就不会归向神。
Therefore, their hearts will not be turned toward God.
因为你已经没有感觉，怎么会归向神呢？
Because you already have no feeling, how will you turn yourself to God?
因此虽然外表在做这些动作、宗教的仪式，但他的内心已经离开了神。
So although in the physical appearance that they are doing all these sacrifice rituals, but in their heart there is no worship of God.
所以神要呼召他们回来。
Therefore, God is calling them back.
回来吧。
Come back.
让我们再建立亲密的关系。
Let us reestablish this relationship we had before.
那这个关系怎么去建立呢？
So how do one come about to reestablish the relationship?
神说，我曾爱你们。
God said, I have loved you.
你了解吗？
Do you understand this?
如果你了解，你的心就会归向我。
If you understand this, your heart will be returned back to me.
但是让神伤心的说，你在哪件事情爱我们呢？
But then what hurts God's heart the most is when their response, they say, in what way have you loved us?
今天让我们来思想一下。
Today, let us ponder these words.
我们信主这么久。
We have believed in God so long.
我们在刚信的时候，一定对神大有很清楚的感受。
That when we first believe in God, we have this great understanding of God. We have this deep love we feel for God.
那最清楚感受的时候是什么？
And what is that deep, clear understanding?
当你祷告很久得圣灵的时候。
It is that moment when we pray in long hour, long, with the long time,And receive the Holy Spirit.
忽然间你得到圣灵。
That moment when we receive the Holy Spirit.
从上头下浇灌下来。
And then from our ahead, we feel the power.
大有能力的灵进来。
We feel the power of this Holy Spirit downpouring on our bodies.
我们感觉一个这么轻、这么卑微的人。
And then we feel that we are so tiny, so minute.
这么渺小的人。
We are indeed so tiny.
这么污秽的人。
So filthy.
那个圣洁尊贵的灵会进到我们里面。
This Holy Spirit that comes upon us, this filthy body.
我们这么不配，但是神这么爱我们。
That we are so unworthy, but God loves us so much.
所以那个时候我们就觉得神很爱我们。
So at that moment, we feel God loves us very much.
那这个圣灵不断地浇灌我们。
And so this Holy Spirit continued to pour in us.
把神的爱浇在我们心里面
and continue to pour the love of God in our heart.
所以我们每次被圣灵充满
So every time we are being filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们都觉得神很爱我们
We always feel God loves us very much.
我们每次祷告有体验
When we pray, we have experience.
我们都满心的感谢
And then we give much thanks to God.
病医生看不好
The illness may not be healed by the physician.
祷告好了
But through prayer, we can receive healing.
困难我们到处找解决，解决不了。
Difficulties, we cannot find solutions anywhere.
祷告解决了。
By prayer, we can solve it.
心灵的忧伤得不到疏解。
The sorrow of our heart cannot be taken away.
祷告，神安慰了我们。
But through prayer, God has comforted us.
所以我们在刚信主的时候，刚得神的恩典，我们不是像那抹大刀的玛利亚吗？
So when we first become to believe in God, were we not like that of Mary Magdalene?
我满心对神感谢。
That in our heart we are have this constant thanksgiving to God.
我们想要跟从神。
We want to follow God.
甚至我们想要服侍他。
Or to the point that we want to serve Him totally.
所以那个时候我们感觉我们跟神是多么的亲。
So in that moment we feel this close relationship of ourselves with God.
神是这么的真实。
How true is this God?
我们跟神是这么的亲密。
That how close we are to this God.
但是信主久了。
But after we have grown to be believers for a long time,
恩典渐渐忘记了。
We gradually tend to forget His grace.
我们对神的爱感受越来越少啊。
And the love that we feel from God gradually declines.
我们被神的吸引越来越少。
And the attraction we have to God gradually declines.
我们的心就离开了神。
So our heart go against God.
所以我们外表还同样在做这些动作宗教的仪式。
So physically, in our appearance, we still do our daily things to worship God.
晚上聚会。
At night, we attend services.
安息日来守安息日。
Sabbath day, we come to church to worship.
灵恩会来参加。
Spiritual congregation, we come here to attend.
但是我们的心对神没有感受。
But in our heart, we have no feeling toward God.
我们的心已经跑到世界去了。
Therefore, our heart goes wandering out in the world.
因此神一直在呼召我们。
And therefore, God constantly is trying to call out to us.
我很爱你。
He said, I have loved you.
但是我们的回答是什么?
But what is our response?
我们是不是说, 主啊, 你怎么, 我怎么知道你的爱呢?
Do we also respond to God that in what way have you loved us?
先看申命记的第七章。
Let's turn to Numbers. Deuteronomy.
申命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第八节。
7 verse 8.
从第六节开始
Start from verse 6
因为你归你神为圣洁的民啊，神你的主你的神从万地的万民中拣选你特作自己的子民第七节
7
说神专爱你们拣选你们并非因为你们人数多于别民原来在以色列人中在万民中是最少的第九节
Verse 9
那只因为神爱你们又因为要守他向你们列祖所起的事就用大能的手领你们出来从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及法老的手第九节所以你们要知道耶和华你们的神他是神是信实慈爱向爱他守到诫命的人守约是慈爱这里说神告诉以色列百姓
Here God tells the people of Israel,
说神从地上万民拣选你们来做他的子民。
That the Lord God has chosen you out of all the people in the land that he has chosen you.
这句话就是对我们讲的。
And this is also directed to us.
我们就是被神拣选做他的子民。
We are also chosen by God to be his people.
那我们要问，为什么神拣选我们，神不拣选别人呢？
So we have to ask ourselves, why did God choose us and not choose other people?
第七节说，
Verse 7 it tells us,
原来在万民当中，啊，你们是人数最少的。
And verse 7 tells us that you were the least of all peoples.
为什么被拣选呢？
Why are we chosen?
只有一个答案。
There is only one answer.
因为神爱你们。
Because God loved us.
所以今天我们被拣选不是因为我们比别人好。
So today we are chosen is not because we are better than other people.
也不是别人比我们差。
Or that people are less off than us.
我们原来没有什么美德能够让神看重的。
That there are nothing in us that may catch the eye of God.
保罗说，在我里面毫无良善。
And Paul said, in me there is nothing good.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
That the Bible has circled everyone in this world into sin.
我们是罪恶深重的人。
That we are people with heavy sins.
那为什么神拣选我们？
Now why is it that God goes and choose us?
拣选不是神的义务。
义务。
Represent.Obligation.
The choosing is not of God's obligation.
拣选是神的恩典。
That this choosing is God's grace.
因为是人犯罪违背神。
Because man sinned against God.
不是神犯罪违背神。
It is not turn around vice versa that God sinned against man.
所以犯罪的人神没有拣选的义务。
So we who are sinners, we do not have this worthy to be used by, called by him.
所以神拣选这是一种恩典。
So when God actually calls us and choose us, this is indeed a grace.
但是这个约翰被圣灵感动。
So John was filled with touched by the Spirit.
说神真是爱我们啊。
He said, God really loved us very much.
当他在讲这句话的时候，
When he said this,
他没有说神让我找到好工作。
He did not say, God, let me find a good job.
他没有说神让我身体健康。
He did not say, God, give me a healthy body.
他没有说神让我事业顺利。
He did not say, God has given me success in my life.
不错，这都是神的爱。
Indeed, this is also manifestations of God's love.
但是当约翰说神真的爱我们的时候，他已经讲更超越的爱。
But when John mentions God really loved me, he is talking of an extended point of view.
更有价值的爱。
A love that is priceless.
永恒的爱。
The eternal love.
那个爱就是他拣选我们归属于他自己。
And that love is the fact that God has chosen us as the who are sinners.
使我们能够做他的子民。
That we can be called his people, his children.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
所以今天不管我们的生活情况怎样。
So today, no matter what conditions of our lifestyles are,
如果我们带上属灵的眼光来看，
if we have carried with us the spiritual eyesight,
我们是君尊的祭司。
That we are indeed a holy priest.
是圣洁的国度。
We are a chosen generation.
是属神的子民。
That we are to be his, of his kingdom.
是荣耀的。
We are glorious.
是大有盼望的。
We have great hope.
但是我们用多少的代价来换来？
But how much do we trade this as a price?
我们是用信心来接受的。
We use our faith to accept this.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
这个叫做神的爱。
This is called the love of God.
所以诸位，
So, brothers and sisters.
可能你一些肉体上的需要祷告，神没有听。
That maybe you have some physical needs that you pray to God and God did not answer your prayer.
可是你生活的一些需要，神在磨练你，没有听你祷告。
That maybe you are going through some trials that God did not listen to all that you ask of your daily life.
我们这样会不会因为这样动摇我们对神的爱的了解呢？
Because of this, will we decline ourselves from going further to understand God?
因为神的一个具体的表现，他拣选我们，这是不会改变的。
Because there is a fact that will never change.That is that God loves us so much that He has chosen us out of grace.
所以我们常常去思想。
So let us constantly ponder.
我们再看申命记第十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
十五节。
Verse 15.
第十章的十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 15.
十四节开始。
Let's start from verse 14.
说看啊，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的神。十五节。
15.
但神喜悦你列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你今日 啊，像金子一样。十六节。
16.
所以你要将心里的污秽除掉，不可再印着景象。十七节。
17.
因为神啊。主你的神，他是万神之王，他是万神之神，他是至大的神，大有能力的，他是不可谓不以貌取人，也不受贿赂的。这里摩西重复在告诉以色列百姓。
Here Moses reminds the people of Israel.
他说：“从众万民当中列出拣选你们。
”That he has chosen you out of the all people, above all people.
他爱你们。
Because he loves you.
那这个神的爱是。一直继续下去的。
Now this love of God is continuous.
爱好像死一样强。
That love is as strong as that of death.
神对以色列百姓对他选民的爱是非常强烈的。
That this God has this deep love toward the people that He has chosen.
我们看何西阿书。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西阿书的十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
第一节
Verse 1,
说以色列年幼的时候我就爱他，从埃及造出我的儿子来。说以色列年幼的时候我就爱他。
Here says, when Israel was a child, I've loved him.
第二节
Verse 2,
先知招呼越发招呼他们，他们越发走开，向朱巴利献祭，给雕刻的偶像烧香。神非常爱以色列百姓。
God loves the people of Israel.
但是以色列百姓呢，跑去拜偶像。
But the people went against him and go worship against idols.
神差遣先知去呼召他们回来。
And so God sent his prophets to the people to call them back.
第三节
，Verse 3.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道我。神说，我用膀臂抱着你们，我爱你们，但是他们不知道。
Here it said, I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms. I have loved them.
但不知道我医治他们。
But they do not know that I healed them.
第四节
Verse 4.
我用慈绳爱所牵引他们，我带他们如人放松牛的两下夹板，把粮食放在他面前。这神说，我用慈绳爱所在牵引他们。
He said, I drew them with gentle cords with bands of love.
所以以色列百姓不认识神的爱，一直往外邦去，一直往偶像里边去。
And so the people of Israel do not understand the love of God, and so they continue went out to offer and worship other idols.
今天我们看我们的偶像在哪里
？So we look at ourselves today. Where are our idols?
回到家里面没有啊，我家没有偶像啊。
When we go home, there are no idols in our living room.
但是我们在想，真的没有偶像吗
？But then if we think deeply, is it true that we have no idols?
请问我们心中最重要的是什么
？We let us ask ourselves, what is the most important thing in our heart?
是不是神
？Is it God?
我们心中占据第一个分量的是什么
？That what item takes the most portion of our mind and our heart?
是不是神
？Is it God?
任何一个不是神的答案，那个就是偶像。
That if anything, the answer of your answer that is not God, that is your idol.
所以有人的偶像就是成功。
So some people's idol is to be successful.
我要成功。
I want to be successful.
我在世界才能被尊重。
So that I can have this respect in this world.
所以为着成功。
So in order to attain success.
神放在一边。
So I toss God aside.
圣功放在一边。
I toss holy work aside.
家庭放在一边。
I toss aside my family.
婚姻放在一边。
I toss aside my marriage.
子女放在一边。
I toss aside my children.
我要成功。
Because I want to be successful.
那个就是偶像。
That is the idol.
有人的偶像就是钱。
And some people's idol is money.
我希望能够更多的钱。
I want to be wealthy.
整个头脑在想钱。
In my mind, everything is money.
你看上班一直看股票上涨。
When we are working, we keep looking at the stock and to see if it has arrived.
钱已经占据了神的地位。
Money has already taken a great portion of your heart.
所以我们在看圣经，在看以色列百姓。
So then when we read the Bible and then we look at the people of Israel.
我们为神感到嫉妒。
And then we feel for God that he feel jealousy for God.
为什么神这么爱他们？
That why did God love these people so much?
他们对神这么冷淡。
That they treated God so cold.
但是其实圣经里面在讲就是讲我们。
But in reality, what the Bible talks about is talking about us.
我们生活有太多事情已经侵占了神的地位。
That there are too many things in our life that has already taken stronger hold in our heart than that of God.
但是神并没有放弃我们。
But God has never forsaken us.
好像当时神并没有放弃以色列百姓。
Just as during that time, God never forsook His people.
如果神没有爱
，If God do not have love，
我们早就被神弃掉了。
Then we would have been tossed aside long ago.
请看十一章。
Let's look at verse 11, chapter 11.
第八章
Verse 8 of chapter 11 of Hosea.
以法莲啊，我怎能够舍弃你呢？以色列，我怎能够弃绝你呢？我怎能使你如同啊甲马？怎能使你如同啊洗扁？我回心转意，我的灵爱大大的发动。第九节
，verse nine，
我必不发猛烈的怒气，也不再毁灭以法莲，因为我是神，并非世人。是你们中间的圣者，我必不在怒中临到你们。第十节
，verse ten，
说神必如狮子吼叫，子民必跟随他，一吼叫，他就从西方急速而来。这个地方，神看到以色列百姓一直离开他。
Here God see the people of Israel gradually go away from him。
神真的很。怜恤他们
，and God really have his sympathy is stirred。
所以以色列百姓越来越软弱
，and so the people of Israel became weak。
神感觉到很痛苦
，and so God has this great sorrow in his heart。
我怎能够舍弃你呢
？That how can I give you up？
这是神对人的爱。
This is the love God has toward man。
你看，我们常常在婚姻当中看到两个人在结婚。
And in the marriage, we see that how the couple treat each other.
啊，婚姻后来没有弄好啊。
And maybe after marriage, that things did not turn out so great.
一旦离婚变仇敌啊。
That but when they divorced, they became like enemies.
我很少听到人离婚讲对方的优点。
I hardly hear anyone after they have divorced talk about the good points of the spouse.
每个离婚都把对方讲成是世界上最恶的人。
After the divorce, both of the spouses would always call each other the most wicked person in this world.
那当初你怎么会跟这么恶的人结婚呢
？Then how would you ever come to marry this person in the first place?
因为当初有爱。
Because during that time you have this love.
所以很多的缺点都被遮盖。
That because the love, that many other weaknesses of the others, you have covered them.
今天婚姻破裂，爱不存在了。
Today there are destruction to the family, to the marriage because love is non-existent.
爱不存在，就看到对方的缺点。
That so when love is non-existent, then one sees the frailties of the others.
因为没有爱的存在，所以缺点就变成扩大。
So because there is no existence of love, all these weaknesses of the others became exaggerated and became big.
所以亲会亲到两个成为一体，但是恨会恨到变成仇敌，在法院相见。
So it became to the point that they no longer love each other, became the greatest enemies to the point they carried to court to settle.
但是神对人爱不是这样啊。
But this is not the kind of love of God toward man.
当神拣选我们，他就爱我们。
When God has chosen us, He has loved us.
当神拣选我们的时候，我们是一无是处。
That when God has chosen us, we had nothing.
神爱我们
，But God loved us。
我们感到神爱我们，回头归向他。
And so when we feel the love of God, we return ourselves to the side of God。
神接纳我们的缺点。
And so God received our weaknesses。
我们渐渐一直在进步。
And so we try to grow and to improve ourselves。
那现在我们正回头去爱世界。
And so but now we go against God again and we return ourselves back to the world。
神对我们并没有改变。
But the love of God never changed。
他非常怜悯我们。
He still has a sympathy toward us。
说我怎能够舍弃你呢
？So he said to us, "How can I give you up?"
虽然你弃绝我，我怎能够舍弃你呢
？Or even though you have gone to the point of forsaking me, that how can can I still give you up?
虽然你不爱我，我怎么能不爱你呢？
Though you have given up your love for me, but I, how can I give up my love for you?
因为神的本性就是爱。
Because this is the divine character of God, it is love.
就是何西阿书记要告诉我们
And this is what Prophet Hosea is trying to tell us、
啊、神用永远的爱来爱我们
That God uses eternal love to love us
那个爱是无条件的爱
And this love is non-conditional
是完全赦免的爱
It is a love that is able to forgive
他一直在呼召我们
That he is constantly calling out to us
回来吧
Return、
啊、我爱你
Because I love you、
啊、回来吧
Return
让我们来改善关系
Let us have this good relationship
在爱中来相亲
That in this love we can love one another
我们看何西阿书十四章
Let's look at Hosea chapter 14
何西阿书十四章
Hosea chapter 14
第四节
Verse 4
我必医治他们被盗的病甘心爱他们因为我的怒气向他们转消第五节
Verse 5
我必向以色列如甘露他们必如百合花开放如黎巴嫩的树木扎根他的枝条必延长他的荣华如甘蓝树的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树第七节
Verse 7
他正在他的荫下必归回发旺如果五谷开花如哦、葡萄树它的香气如同黎巴嫩的酒这里以色列神向以色列百姓呼叫
Here God calls out to his people Israel、哦、
说归回吧
He said return to me
被盗之民
He said、哦、to return from your backsliding、哦、
我要医治他们被盗之病
I will hear your illness of backsliding、哦、
我要甘心爱他们
And I will love them freely、哦、
所以在神看起来我们好像一个不忠实的配偶
So in the eyes of God, we are like an adulteress.
专爱我们
But he loved us、as only one.
为我们而死
And he died for us.
但是我们的心偏向世界
But our hearts turn、toward the world.
我们对神不忠
That we do not show respect toward God.
你想想看，对神来讲，他是何等的痛苦。
Think about this, how painful it is for God.
但是他不愿意放弃这个爱。
But he does not want to forsake this love he has for us.
因为他已经为我们而死。
Because he already died for us.
所以可是你一直在呼召。
That's why he keeps on constantly calling us.
回头吧。
Return.
我要医治你被盗的病。
I will heal your backsliding.
我还要再甘心的爱你们。
And I will love you freely.
所以每次我们想到自己的软弱。
So many times when we think of our weaknesses.
我们真的对不起神。
Then indeed we have come short of that of God.
我们信主耶稣叫归入主的名下。
That when we believe in God, we are to be called under His under His fold to be His people.
什么叫做归入主的名下？
How is it that we come into His multitude?
就是我们是属于他的。
And that means that we belong to God.
那神的名字很荣耀的。
The name of God is glorious.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
是很荣耀的。
He is very glorious and mighty.
我们是归入他的名下。
And so we are to be called into His name.
那就是我们看看我们自己的生活。
But then we look and reflect back to our daily life.
我们想想看，我们有哪一件事情真的可以荣耀神
？And let us reflect back in our daily life. What things can we be proud of to give glory to the name of God?
我做的哪一件事情真的让神荣耀
？What things have I done that actually give glory to the name of God?
我的婚姻能荣耀神吗
？Can my marriage give glory to the name of God?
我的子女能够荣耀神吗
？Can my children be glory to the name of God?
我的家庭能够荣耀神吗
？Can my family be a reflection to the glory of the name of God?
我在公司里面上班的态度能够荣耀神吗
？My attitude and spirit in the workplace, am I giving glory to God?
我的言语能够荣耀神吗
？Is my speech glory to the name of God?
我在教会开会的态度能够荣耀神吗
？The attitude I have in the meetings in holy work.Is it glory to the name of God?
我们归入主的名下。
We have been called into His name.
但是我们想想看。
But let us think.
我们是在亏负神的荣耀。
We are coming short of His glory.
我们好像被盗之民。
We are just like the backsliding people.
在灵里面好像都生病了。
That in spirit we have all become sick.
但是神说。
But God said.
我要医治你被盗之病。
I will heal your backsliding.
我要甘心爱你们。
I will love you freely.
回来吧。
Return to me.
归向他。
To return to him.
啊，唱诗。